Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The city of Soldotna received a request from Lisa Schmitter to rezone a portion of Tract A, New Morning Subdivision, from the rural residential district to the commercial district. This request was addressed by the Soldotna City Council in their February 8th council meeting. The Soldotna City Council enacted ordinance rezoning lot A2 of the preliminary plat for the new Homestead subdivision to be rezoned from rural residential to commercial on the official zoning map. Director of Economic Development and Planning John Cerneski provided a quick background.
That plat dedicates the extension of the Homestead Lane right away and creates a new lot, lot A2, which is about a 0.7 acre parcel adjacent to the new right-of-way. So in our negotiations with Ms. Schmitter, she requested that this new lot be created and included on the plat. And that new lot, A2, is the subject of this rezone that's before you today. So her land is currently zoned rural residential. And as I mentioned, it's about a 9.5 acre parcel. She would like this newly created small parcel to be zoned commercial, which would be consistent with most of the development along Homestead Lane.
The ordinance passed on a 6-0 vote. Governor Mike Dunleavy introduced three public safety bills as part of the People First Initiative. The trio bills will fight overdose-related deaths, protect victims of sex trafficking, and prosecute traffickers, and tighten up the sex offender registry statutes. SB 66 with House Companion Bill 68 will provide greater legal protection to victims of sex trafficking, increase penalties for traffickers, and targets in demand for sex trafficking. The second, SB 65, with House Bill 67, corrects a loophole in Alaska's sex offender registration system and decreases the trauma of the justice system for victims. Currently, Alaska is seen as a haven for sex offenders because of our existing statute does not require all sex offenders convicted in another state to register as a sex offender upon moving to Alaska. This bill prevents sex offenders convicted out of state from avoiding registration requirements by moving to Alaska. And finally, Senate Bill 64 with House Bill 66 companion allows prosecutors to charge a person who manufactures or distributes a controlled substance that causes an overdose death with second-degree murder. This is an increase from the current highest charge of manslaughter and will keep convicted drug dealers out of Alaska communities for a more extended period. These three bills are components of the People's First Initiative. Governor Dunleavy launched the People's First Initiative in December of 2021. For complete details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, a senior member of the State Energy and Natural Resources Committee, reintroduced S-175, which would codify the revocation of five public land orders, undoing the Biden administration's efforts to unfairly halt access to federal public lands in Alaska. Legislation would return nearly 20 million acres of the Bureau of Land Management territory in Alaska to multiple use status, uplifting several PLOs still in place after decades of being held in limbo. The revocation of these outdated PLOs was postponed by the Biden administration, led BLM just weeks after former Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt signed the order revoking these land withdrawals. Alaskans deserve better than whiplash caused by the federal government when it comes to land access. It's time to lift PLOs, which have proven to be nothing more than obsolete barriers to land access. It is infuriating that the federal government continues to play politics and refuses to fulfill its land conveyance commitments to the state of Alaska, harming our resource economy and our ability to responsibly produce and develop critical materials like oil, gas, and minerals. More at RadioKenai.com. And that's news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.